This is a production of Cornell University.
members to present or ask a question. First, we have Wendy. Do you want to ask your question, Wendy, or do you want to? All right. Justin? Varun?
Unfortunately, we do have administrators waiting to discuss a certain policy, so we're going to have to cut you short. I'm sorry about that. But I'm also going to move to amend the agenda right now and move the CPD discussion to this point.
If any community members have questions, Dustin and Marie will be creating speakers. Let's put them in. You can keep talking, but I wanted the community members to know that they can ask questions.
Oh, okay. All right. Next we have Rev Reichel. Next we have Rev Reichel.
Shoshana.
My name is Shoshana. Thank you.
have something to say, that you should say something next to Siam. And we're going one community member to one ethnic member, just to let everyone know.
Why is there a need to change this policy from being designed
there's no dissent from the student assembly, I would like to extend this conversation by 10 minutes.
Second.
Seeing no dissent, I'm going to extend it by 10 minutes, but I'm going to restrict student speaking time to 1 minute, and I'm going to ask that you speak to students and then the administrators for 2 minutes, if that's okay with both of you. All right. And I also want to acknowledge that we acknowledge how many international students are here and standing in solidarity, but I also want to acknowledge that we acknowledge that you're here and you need to sit like that, like an ableist construct that you have to stand in protest, and that we acknowledge that you're here. So if you want to sit, that could be okay. But I'm going to acknowledge two student assembly members and then a community member. If any other community members want to be on the speakers list, Dustin is right here. So next we have ex officio Mark, and I will be timing you for 1 minute. All right, next we have VP Navarro.
So I just wanted to see if you could go over the process after, say, your pool runs to maybe like $40,000 a year for a student, and you have two students that can only pay or only require $20,000 a year, or one student that requires $40,000 a year, and that student has had higher academic achievement and has the potential to contribute more in terms of their capabilities for the university and what they can bring back home. And I wanted to know about the process that you utilize right now and what how that will shift with this shift in this policy, whether you would maintain sort of an environment where you based off of academic achievement, or whether you based off of the number of people that you can bring into the university based off of their financial structure, because I think that's going to speak a lot to whether this is a policy that is generating a larger income.
To you guys responding, because I think it will help us move the meeting a little bit. Next we have Giles. Thank you, Giles, for coming with me to the microphone.
To extend by a minute.
Second.
If you think that stands on the big of our community,
I say Rep. English.
Speak.
It's good to have two speakers and give them 2 minutes.
Thank you. VP Lee.
Thank you very much for being here with us and hearing our thoughts today. I think my biggest concern with this is that this isn't, you know, we're here today to talk about CPT, but in my time at Cornell, I've seen international students take a lot of hits, and that's not right. For example, my first year at Cornell, we had the student health debacle, which impacted many international students. Just this year, we saw Dean Ware, who also had faculty grade 4 in CPT concerns, and this has repeatedly happened year after year after year. And I find that where the university spends money and what the university does is very indicative of its priorities. So I want to ask you guys what you're hoping to do moving forward to make sure that international students are a priority in your mind. Because in my life on campus, they are perhaps some of my closest friends, some of the people that have helped broaden my views in the best ways, and some of the most incredible people that I've ever met that I know and recognize after graduation I will never be able to meet again. So the reality is...
Can we just extend the discussion by 5 minutes? Let Diana finish, last community member, and then you can respond. Is that okay with everyone?
Yeah, okay. So my concern is just that I don't want to see this. I'm a senior, I'm graduating. I don't want to see this pace continue on because it's not right for people who bring so much value on this campus, people who, as I mentioned earlier, otherwise would not have the opportunity to be here, but deserve it just as much as any of us do. And so I want to know what sort of commitment you can make to us today to say that moving forward, you will consider international students as one of your top priorities on this campus, because in our life here every day, they make perhaps one of the biggest impacts and define my time here on this campus.
Next is community member Nick. Into the mic, please, Nick. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And with that, I'd like to acknowledge that we've extended our time and we've expired that time. We have a very lengthy agenda, so I'm going to ask that we move on to the next topic. But thank you both so much for coming. Next, we're going to give the SA Technology Committee 3 more minutes to finish their conversation.
Questions for you.
Your park.
All right, first is exhibition talk. Thank you.
end of the year. And with that, we'll close open mic. We're going to go into a 3-minute recess for people to get through if they would like, but we'll be back in exactly 3 minutes. What? Yeah.
At 6:10.
Okay, great.
Great. At 6:10, we'll be doing calendar.
just want to, everyone, it's in the back of your agendas if you flip the last four pages.
Thank you, Bill. Do you have something to say, Austin?
Yeah, I'm happy to do.
Can you sit down?
All right. So next we have Mark.
Weeks without a break in classes. That is 2 total months without a break, which is probably far too much for most students to handle. And it also, as it's currently designed, has both day on Saturday, and that would probably not be a good thing. And I know that could be theoretically changed, but that's what we'll be voting on at present. So please notice that when you're looking at the early commencement calendar.
Ex officio, pardon.
That's Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Okay, so that is.
Yeah, so we do not eliminate MLK Day. So many weeks, and I'm sorry, but your mental health is correct.
suspended. I don't think you're going to be that great at your seller summer internship. And also summer is going to be extended with either new calendar. So I would highly advocate for the modified current calendar framework, especially because, first off, in terms of mental health, I think that should be our top priority for students. And second, like the summer internship thing is still better in the modified current calendar.
Next is Nikki DeMoss.
So I really like about the assessment. I think it's outrageous that despite when earlier speakers claimed they measured students' mental health by the distance to the net, and I, speaking from my own experience, I think the experience of a majority of campus, you don't, like, if you are undergoing mental health problems, your first answer is not to go to get met. It's to deal with it on your own and to deal with it as unfortunate as it is, like with your friends and your family. And because of that reality, I think it's outrageous that they're measuring it through visits to Gannett. And so I'm more focused on the modified current calendar. And the early calendar doesn't make sense using that.
So I just want to ask you what the telling reasons are to change it. Because I come from the perspective that we shouldn't change the status quo unless there's a compelling reason. And it seems like there's a lot of concerns among people about the calendar. So I just want to know what is the compelling reason to leave the current framework?
Oh, you mean leave and then go away.
So you
can leave and then stay away. Leave it and then leave it in place or leave it and walk away.
That's right. I have two speakers, and then we'll come back to you. So next we have Community Member Craig. Is Community Member Craig still here? Great.
Grab one of the microphones.
Chris, you don't have a microphone, sorry, I can't hear you.
Thank you.
shift to mock my calendar.
All right, I'll put you back on. Next we have Dave and then John. Giles, can you come to a microphone so I can hear? No, we didn't hear in the microphone because of the recorder.
Ben, can you give me that ID?
Ben Mosher, D-H-O-Z-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D-O-M-A-N-D
motion to close the discussion.
Wait. Okay. So Matt motion to close the discussion.
I motion.
David, what was your defense?
this is just a reflection of our opinions. Before you go to vote, you can see how many.
Every active member has the right to vote individually, but I want to give the board a veto. You don't have any right now. All right. So, given David's consent, I'm going to ask that we still move into voting. And as a member who don't want to reflect their opinions, are welcome to abstain. Is that okay?
Point of information.
Yes.
What is the purpose of
this vote? This is just a vote to give the reflection to the assembly and to the consent of the body and to get
to
the member vote. I will send the vote to the member who is here right now. But you all can individually vote.
We're voting.
Every assembly member was given the permission to vote by the ballot as for Tegemo and Tina, unless Tegemo and Tina have something else to say.
We're voting.
They all have something to say.
I strongly believe in this should not be done. That moment he set up his own polling system for himself. This is just a reflection of our opinion on the record in this room now. Please don't make this a formal recommendation or anything. Just allow Mitch to have his last meeting, some sort of
whatever. Do you keep your motion?
Yeah, of course.
All right. All those in favor of Mitch and Mitch are of Mitch and voting.
No.
If you vote, yeah.
One.
If you're in favor of the,
what do you call it?
Modified
schedule, then raise your platform. You are also welcome to vote independently on the electronic poll. David, is your hand up or not? All right. We have 13 in favor. How many are opposed? How many abstain? By a vote of 13-1-3, the resolution, or I guess committee members, all those in favor of the modified schedule. All those opposed? All those who abstain. So two community votes will be allocated to the two community votes will be allocated to the modified schedule in favor. Then there were 14 votes by SA members, so by a vote of 16-1-3. This passes and now giving you a vote. April 27th.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Is there any dissent?
Motion to approve by unanimous.
Seeing none, the Senate is going to ask to approve by unanimous. All right. So now we're going to move on to Resolution 34. Sponsors, are you ready? Whenever you're ready, let's move it.
Second.
Is there any dissent? Seeing none, the Senate is going to ask to approve by unanimous consent.
And then the second amendment we wanted to make was with regard to the clause of the striking whereas regarding the net health services. We want to strike that entire clause. Final case, line 26 and 27.
Is there any second?
Second.
Is there any second? I'm going to ask for approval by unanimous consent.
Second.
Seeing no dissent, I'm going to approve by unanimous consent. Do you have anything else to say?
Montejo. Seeing no dissent, the line is stricken. Next on the speakers list is Hannah. Oh, so you're here. Rep Cox, please sit in your seat. Next on the speakers list, do you want to continue, Justin? Your 20 seconds. Next on the speakers list is Rep Rom. Thank you. Eric Ron, do you want to go to second speaker, please?
Actually, yes.
Vicky DeLapa.
So, this comes to point. I was wondering what the reasoning of the sentence was. So, if we're preserving all clauses on slide 54, as well as slide 51, people slide 51, it seems pretty similar to the sentence. And you can put it into one line if you really wanted to. Another thing is, if you look at lines 50 to 53, I'm a little perturbed by the reason for this. It doesn't make sense to have a business center that serves as a community center on one campus. We already have two community centers on one campus. That would waste the money, in my opinion. However, what is obviously makes sense. But also, the feasibility and the feasibility of having a community center in College Town, I'm wondering about that, whether we can spend money for that. We already have facilities available, like this hub, for students to study, and general access to food. I think that's a reason for a lot of the community centers, like Voice, and for RTCC, and for Bell as well. And so, interesting in that.
I heard a motion to vote. Is there a second on that motion?
Second.
Is there any
dissent? I withdraw my motion
from
the last point. Yes. That is already done.
Wait, wave point was first.
So, what happens if we table this, given this is the last meeting?
It will just go away. You have to reintroduce it to the next assembly year.
Motion to vote.
Dissent.
Was there a second?
Second.
I heard a second, and I heard dissent. So, please say your dissent.
So I think that there's a lot more, critical analysis that needs to be done on this resolution. I don't think that it's that well thought out of the resolution, sorry. But at the same time, I think Anna has some points that she wants to make, and I just, she's a smart person. I want to hear what she has to say.
We're going to
Next on the speakers list is Justin. Decorum. I heard a motion to vote in a second and a dissent. Please state your dissent. State your dissent.
I really think that this could be tabled. I don't think the Assembly fully understands this resolution yet or is ready to vote.
So now we're going to vote and vote.
You
stated in your dissent.
I withdraw my dissent.
Vote
and
vote. Dissent.
If you would like to vote on this resolution, please raise your placard. One, two, three. It's a vote to vote. If you would like to vote on this resolution now, please raise your placard or hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. If you would not like to vote on this. And if you abstain. After you can't vote twice. You can't vote twice, Mitch. Motion to vote fails. Back into the speaker's list. Next on the speaker's list is Ex Officio Park. Sarah Park. Do you want to speak? Speak into the microphone. There's going to be a vote to vote. If you would like to vote on this resolution now, raise your hand or placard. That's why we're voting to vote, Dale. Approved. One. If you would like to vote on this now, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Then can you please decorum so we can vote? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if you vote no on this resolution. If you vote no, I'm voting on this resolution. This fails. Back into the speaker's list. Rep from.
Who
said motion to table? Is there a second?
I second.
Second.
I withdraw my second.
We all second.
I would like to change and say this resolution has been tabled for weeks now because this summit has postponed it to this point. And now,
Yes, you are.
So how long?
Speakers list. I have a lot of hands up right now. Do you want to be the speakers list people with your hands up? You are. You're on the second speakers list. Okay. Back into the speakers list.
People take their seats.
President Berger, you're on. You're next. Microphone.
I just feel like we've talked about this for a lot of weeks and I haven't heard of you are participating, so if you love you are participating, that's fine.
Thank you. Would you like to respond? Is there any dissent?
No.
Are you dissenting? Please state your dissent.
We are clearly not ready to vote on this, and I do agree that it's time that we have a table. This makes sense. As well as the decision that we made, this is the beginning of January, so we have to fail. I think
there are
four precedents that we're not agreeing with the second precedent, which I personally do agree. Or it's going to be voted yes and nothing happens. We truly table this. Because no matter what our opinion is on the next essay, quality of life is still going to be another priority.
Thank you for setting your defense. We're going to vote unless anyone withdraws their motion. If you vote yes to voting on this resolution, raise your placard now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you vote no to voting on this. If you abstain. By a vote of 15-3-2,
we're voting on this.
If you vote yes, please raise your placard. And if you vote no. And if you abstain. Mix in your seeds. By a vote of 16-4-3, this passes. Next, we're moving into resolution number 43, restructuring committee recommendations.
First of all, I'm going to
going. Motion to what? Okay, is there dissent? Okay, so before we do that, I want to have a parliamentary, 41 to 42, I just want the parliamentarian to clarify that should is a recommendation. Correct, Gordon?
This is an internal policy for all that is a recommendation to do correctly. It's not a recommendation
to discuss. Okay. So with that, we'll proceed to a roll call vote.
Was there a dissent?
No, there was no dissent. Or there was a dissent.
It was withdrawn.
Go to Mitch last because he's chair.
Yeah.
here.
Wrong?
Yes.
Felix?
Yes.
Salazar?
Not here.
Montan?
No.
Wayne? And Brian?
I'm going to abstain from the chair.
Can I have a second?
In the middle of the vote. Okay. Is it? Okay.
20 seconds, go.
All right. So I just want to thank everyone for voting yes or abstaining. So I just want to remind you, I believe that it's up to you to actually carry on the work of the Chapter 8 Committee. Part of the resolution was just like having to do the Chapter 8 Committee. A lot of people voted yes.
After Resolution 45 in your packet, between the appendix for 45 and 45 itself.
Making sure that organizations are held responsible for their diversity.
making sure that they're targeting like a lot more people. I think that's a great initiative. However, I have concerns about this particular resolution because for a couple of reasons, nobody talked to me about this particular resolution, and as sitting vice president for finance, I feel like I should have been part of the discussion. I also, nobody spoke with the appropriations committee, which as this resolution states, will be reporting to the VP for diversity and inclusion about this, which I also find very problematic since the committee members have not had an opportunity to review this and give their input, which obviously they're part of this discussion. And then the other thing is, I'm not comfortable with this assembly passing it just because this is a process happening in the fall, and we're kind of a lame duck assembly, so that's just my concern.
Next, we have
closing the session of the
you want to pick up this discussion, I'm going to be very quickly.
Boy, you got a point. I want to add that a little more. Maybe you're a decision you're required to make in the way. And, like, no one thinks you're asking when you're doing this assembly. So, you have to come and ask me to talk to you. So, for those of you who are doing the assembly, get it all together and ask you to meet people who are coming in. Because even though I'm just here, I enjoy the cause of the day. And even the engagement that you make when you're on the assembly, I'm still very confused. And also, your personal
next, we have Resolution 44.
45.
45, my apologies. I see. Sponsored by the Ready to
thank you. Been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.